Then our fish said, "Look, look!" And our fish shook with fear. "Your mother is on her way home. Do you hear? Oh, what will she do to us? What will she say?" "Oh, she will not like it to find us this way. So do something fast," said the fish. "Do you hear? I saw her. Your mother is near. So as fast as you can, think of something to do. You will have to get rid of thing one and thing two." So as fast as I could, I went after my net, and I said, "With my net, I can get them, I bet. I bet with, I can get them, I bet. I bet with my net, I can get those things yet." Then I let down my net. It came down with a plop. And I had them at last. Those two things had to stop. Then I said to the cat, "Now you do as I say. You pack up those things and you take them away." "Oh dear," said the cat, "you did not like our game. Oh dear, what a shame. What a shame. What a shame." Then he shut up the things in the box with the hook, and the cat went away with a sad kind of look. "That is good," said the fish. "He has gone away, yes, but your mother will come. She will find this big mess, and this mess is so big and so deep and so tall. We cannot pick it up. There is no way at all." And then who was back in the house? Why, the cat. "Have no fear of this mess," said the Cat in the Hat. "I always pick up all my playthings, and so I will show you another good trick that I know." Then we saw him pick up all the things that we were down. He picked up the cake and the rake and the gown and the milk and the strings and the books and the dish and the fan and the cup and the ship and the fish, and he put them away. Then he said, "That is that," and then he was gone with a tip of his hat. Then our mother came in, and she said to us too, "Did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do?" And Sally and I did not know what to say. Should we tell her the things that went on there that day? Should we tell her about this? Now, what should we do? Well, what would you do if your mother asked you? The end.